श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 चैप्टर एंटाइटल नारद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचेतास टेक्स्ट 8 मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचेतसाम पृष्टो भगवान नारदो मुनिः भगवते उत्तम श्लोक आविष्टा आत्मा अब्रवीत नृपान। मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचेतसाम पृष्टो भगवान नारदो मुनि भगवती उत्तम श्लोक आविष्ट आत्म अब्रवीत नृपान। मैत्रेय उवाच वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय कंटिन्यूड माय डियर विदुरा बीइंग थस पेटिशन्ड बाय द प्रचेतास द सुप्रीम डिवोटी नारद who is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, began to reply. Purport. In this verse, Bhagavan Naradaha indicates that Narada is always absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavati Uttama Shloka Avishtama Avishtatma. Narada has no other business than thinking of Krishna, talking of Krishna and preaching about Krishna. Therefore, he is sometimes called Bhagavan. Bhagavan one means one who possesses all opulences. When a person possesses Bhagavan within his heart, he is also sometimes called Bhagavan. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, Shakshat Dharitvena Samasta Shastrir. In every Shastra, the spiritual master is accepted directly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean that the spiritual master or a saintly person like Narada has actually become the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but is accepted in this way because he possesses the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart constantly. As described here, Avishtatma, when one is simply absorbed in the thought of Krishna, is also called Bhagavan. Bhagavan possesses all opulence. If one possesses Bhagavan within his heart always, does he not automatically possess all opulence also? In that sense, a great devotee like Narada can be called Bhagwan. However, we cannot tolerate when a rascal or imposter is called Bhagwan. One must possess either all opulences or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagwan, who possesses all opulences. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjanashi. Narration of the instructions of Narad Muni to the Prachitas is herein continued, and Maitreya Muni is being addressed as herein by is addressing Srila Narad Muni as Bhagavan. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that one a person who possesses Bhagavan within his heart, he is also sometimes called as Bhagavan. Previously also Maitreya Rishi also is being addressed as Bhagwan by Vidura. And it is said that anyone who is as powerful as the Supreme Lord is also called as Bhagwan. Shukdev Goswami is also referred to as Bhagwan elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that anyone who is mad after Bhagwan is also as good as Bhagwan. And this sort of Bhagwan, when some living entity is referred to as Bhagwan, that means that he is specifically empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but does not become the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And we can see that even great personalities like Indra are also sometimes referred to as Bhagwan. But though because of having such an exalted position, and being addressed as Bhagwan, even Indra becomes envious. And therefore, one cannot simply misappropriate this term Bhagwan. And therefore, such a powerful personality is not to be referred to as a great musician or a trickster. Srila Prabhupada was once in Vrindavan when one of the magicians was called in to perform some magical feats before Krishna, and he was making everything disappear into thin air. And then Srila Prabhupada simply had a good laugh. And Srila Prabhupada said finally to this magician that, can you make birth, old age, disease and death disappear? And this magician was dumbfounded. Srila Prabhupada said, that magic I can perform. So, a Bhagwan is not meant to be performing some kind of cheap tricks. But a real person, a person who really is qualified to be addressed as Bhagwan, must possess this magic trick of making birth, old age, disease and death disappear. And Lord Shiva, Narada, Brahma, they all are referred to as Bhagwan elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because they carry out the purpose of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even Brahmaji, who is the creator, is often described as Bhagwan, because he is trying to improve. He is thinking how to improve the situation of the conditioned souls so that they can go home back to Godhead. It is said also by Srila Prabhupada and other purpose that those who follow the instructions of Bhagwan also become as good as Bhagwan. And these personalities, they have obtained as much knowledge of Krishna as possible. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, anyone who knows the science of Krishna and who teaches this science of Krishna and follows that instruction, he is as qualified as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we shall try to make some parallels as to how Srila Prabhupada also, who is referred to as Srila Prabhupada, the word Prabhupada means one who has taken the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How Srila Prabhupada can be called as Bhagwan, or how he is qualified to be as good as Bhagwan. So, as the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhuna vinayashaya dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna descends specifically into this material world to annihilate the miscreants, to protect his devotees and to uphold the principles of religion. Similarly, once Bhavananda Prabhu was giving a very intimate memory of Srila Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada once told him very confidentially that, actually I didn't want to come here in this terrible place, this material world. But Krishna actually told me, pushed me, that you simply go and you write books and I shall take care of everything. So we see here that Srila Prabhupada has come, has descended into this material world as Krishna to give Krishna to others. And therefore, we can call the mission of Srila Prabhupada as good as the mission of the Lord. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada annihilated the miscreants. Who are the miscreants in this Kali Yuga? The Mayavadi and the scientists. These are the two kind of miscreants which Srila Prabhupada annihilated. So once upon a time when Srila Prabhupada was in Kobe, Japan, and at the time the devotees had arranged a nice program, Mr. Mahesh, who was coordinating a program of the Hindu community, he had arranged a big program, and some other his disciples didn't take enough care that a Mayavadi sannyasi also was going to speak along with Srila Prabhupada in the same program. And this dais was kept and these two people were seated. Srila Prabhupada spoke first. Later on, this Mayavadi sannyasi came to speak and he was speaking in Hindi. 25 minutes passed by, nothing happened. Srila Prabhupada was intently hearing. None of his disciples could understand what was being spoken by this sannyasi. Soon, Srila Prabhupada started frowning, his eyes became wider and his face turned from an expression of inquisitiveness to anger. Frowning and somehow or other controlling his anger, immediately he told his disciples, "Stop him, stop him, stop him!" And said, "Just hold kirtan." And immediately the devotees perform kirtan, and this Mayavadi sannyasi was not able to continue his speech. And when Srila Prabhupada was asked, why did you do that? And Srila Prabhupada said, as long as he was speaking something very fishy, it was not very clear, but when actually he started speaking the Mayavadi philosophy in particular, I could not tolerate it. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada himself wrote in this purport that, however, we cannot tolerate when a rascal or imposter is called Bhagwan, or one who claims himself to be Bhagwan. And that is what Srila Prabhupada did to safeguard the principles of religion. Once Giriraj Maharaj was narrating this memory of Srila Prabhupada, he was remembering that once a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, we see that when one remembers Krishna at the time of death, then one goes home back to Godhead. What would happen if someone remembers you?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "The same result." So when one thinks of Srila Prabhupada, one is actually thinking of Krishna, because the Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee and he represents Krishna fully. He is absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. He possesses Krishna within the heart. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada is so magnanimous. As the Supreme Lord is magnanimous, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the treasure of love of God, which was not available in the previous yugas. But Srila Prabhupada is more magnanimous than that, because he opened the treasure house of love of God to the most unqualified people and all over the world. And therefore, the Madhurya is considered the topmost rasa in the spiritual world. But the Audarya, the magnanimity of offering this Madhurya, is even greater than the Madhurya. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada exhibited the greatest rasa in preaching Krishna consciousness. And we see that just as Krishna is pleased by little offering, right? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upratam ashnami prayatatmanah. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also accepted insignificant services of his disciples, and he was pleased by his disciples. One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, Vishnupad Prabhu, he was memorizing Srila Prabhupada's mercy upon him. And when he was in Los Angeles temple, so once he was in this serving in as a devotee who used to clean the pots. And he said that devotees told me that if you simply clean the pots very nicely, then you will clean your hearts nicely. And he said, "I believed it." And he did it, and he used to do that service. And once Srila Prabhupada came there, and Srila Prabhupada was there in Los Angeles, and one of his servants brought Srila Prabhupada's three-tire cooker to be washed by this devotee, Vishnupad Prabhu. And when he saw this pot, it was completely black from outside, as if it was not being washed for many days altogether. So when Vishnupad Prabhu saw, and he remembered the instruction that if I clean this pot of Srila Prabhupada as good as Krishna's pot, then my heart will become very clean. And he scrubbed it very nicely, very thoroughly. But it was time for cooking, and some of the pot was remaining. Some other he had to give this pot back. And this devotee who was serving Srila Prabhupada came back and told Vishnupad Prabhu that Srila Prabhupada was commenting that this pot is exceptionally clean, and was commenting that the devotee who has cleaned that pot is very nice. Srila Prabhupada used to recognize even insignificant services rendered by his disciples. And just as Krishna recognizes or appreciates the mood of the devotee offering the devotion, Srila Prabhupada also used to accept the bhava of his disciples. And therefore, we can say that Srila Prabhupada was in the same capacity as that of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was so accommodating. as Krishna is accommodating. Apichesu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag. Even if a devotee commits some abominable activities, because he is situated properly, he does not fall down and is still considered by me to be a saintly person. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada used to always tolerate and accommodate his disciples. When Srila Prabhupada heard of this, the program of Kobe, wherein Mayavadi Sannyasi was going to speak, actually these disciples had committed a blunder by allowing a Mayavadi disciple to Mayavadi guru to speak along with Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was very angry initially, and his disciples became frightened whether what would Srila Prabhupada's reaction be. And Srila Prabhupada said that, what can I do? How can I become angry with you all? You have given up so much comforts, and you have come here to preach in Japan upon my order. And because you are inexperienced, you may commit some mistakes. How can I chastise you and hold you wrong for them? And therefore Srila Prabhupada was very much accommodating for his disciples. And therefore, we see that Srila Prabhupada was always grateful for the service rendered by his American disciples. Srila Prabhupada said that when I was in India, no one was supporting me. But these nice American young boys and girls, they have helped me to push this movement. It is because of their sincerity that this movement is being pushed. And there is always a competition, just that there is competition of between Krishna and his devotee, that the devotee offers service to Krishna and is grateful to Krishna, Krishna becomes more grateful to his devotee. And in this way, eternal competition goes on. Similarly, his disciples also would pass the glorification that Srila Prabhupada would offer to his disciples back to Srila Prabhupada. And once Samadkrishna Maharaj said that, Prabhupada, simply by your dreaming, this ISKCON is there, is manifest. Just like Mahavishnu dreamt, in his dreaming, this material world became manifest. Similarly, because of your dream, Krishna has fulfilled your desire, and therefore you have set up this wonderful ISKCON in which the whole world can live in. Srila Prabhupada said, I am dreaming and you are actually on the field doing all the hard work. So Srila Prabhupada gave the credit to his disciples. So this way we can conclude that Srila Prabhupada is actually qualified as Prabhupada, one who has taken the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada himself emphasized the worship of the spiritual master as good as God himself. Shakshat dharetvena samasta shastre. And as Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad mentions, and once in the early years when it was the first initiation ceremony to be held, and Srila Prabhupada mentioned that, okay, there's going to be an initiation ceremony on Janmashtami and there's going to be a fire sacrifice. So all of this were coming, very, very fresh students, they are all amazed by this thing. What is initiation? They never heard about initiation, fire sacrifice. So what is supposed to be initiation? They all went to Srila Prabhupada and asked, Srila Prabhupada, what is this initiation? And Srila Prabhupada said, initiation means one accepts a spiritual master formally and agrees to worship the spiritual master as God. Just previous to this, Srila Prabhupada had spoken in the lectures that one who calls himself to be God is dog. So how is he claiming now suddenly that one should worship the spiritual master as good as God? This was a bomb. Hayagriha Prabhu writes in the Hare Krishna explosion, this was one of the initial explosions which the devotees had to encounter. So all of them became very much troubled, disturbed in their minds, and were thinking that how can we actually call Swamiji as God? And they went back to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, they went up with this query, and Srila Prabhupada said that the spiritual master is as good as God because he can deliver God. Just as one respects the government agent as good as the government, similarly the disciples must give the same respect to the spiritual master as Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said that to one of the reporters who was very much envious, Mrs. Nixon, and who saw Srila Prabhupada was given such great respect. He was being driven in fancy, beautiful cars. And Srila Prabhupada replied that this car which is there is actually nothing. Krishna was offered a golden chariot. So at least this car is made up of metal. So even this much respect is not befitting. It should be even more. It was not in the mood of Srila Prabhupada's arrogance that Srila Prabhupada was speaking. Srila Prabhupada was giving the real way to worship the spiritual master. So, today is the most wonderful and most auspicious occasion of Srila Prabhupada's arrival in USA. Just as these two occasions we celebrate, Srila Prabhupada's departure from USA and Srila Prabhupada's arrival in USA. Both of these events are extremely significant in life of devotees who are in ISKCON. And it is so wonderfully, this one of the festivals was going on where Viraj Maharaj and Sri Prahlad Prabhu were speaking on this occasion. And I have collected some of the references from this wonderful narration. And Giriraj Maharaj was explaining that how this event is so significant. Christopher Columbus discovered America on the 14th of August, and he became very famous as one who discovered America. He also went on a boat and he discovered America. He touched the shores of America and he came back. But Srila Prabhupada went on a similar boat and he reached the shores of America, but he brought a great treasure, the treasure of love of God. It is such a great accomplishment, a way beyond imagination. Giriraj Maharaj was quoting that one of the devotees here, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, in his initial exchanges with Giriraj Maharaj, he was simply amazed at the inconceivable way that Srila Prabhupada spread this movement in the Western world. He could not conceive it when he heard that how Srila Prabhupada went to the West and gave this Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada was once when asked that, why have you come here? Srila Prabhupada said, I have come here simply to give you what you have forgotten. And once Govind Prabhu was mentioning that when Srila Prabhupada went to London, he was addressing an assembly where he said that you Britishers took away everything, the wealth, the material wealth of India, and everything you had taken from India, but you left one thing behind, and that thing which is left behind I have come to give you, the treasure of bhakti of Krishna. So when Srila Prabhupada was once back here in just very close to here at Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan in the year 1973, where there was a conference on Bhagavad Gita, as how Bhagavad Gita can give a practical solution to all problems, and Srila Prabhupada also invited to this conference. Lilavati Munshi, when she heard Srila Prabhupada's success and saw Srila Prabhupada's success in the form of his disciples, Western disciples, she was extremely amazed. She wouldn't believe that such a thing could happen. And one of the participants was, and actually Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj Maharaj mentions that many of people, they just minimize Srila Prabhupada's achievement. So what? He just meant like any other sannyasi, anyone could have gone and done that. So Srila Prabhupada once told a story that after Christopher Columbus had discovered this America, so he was invited by the Queen of Isabella to a party, to a banquet. And at this banquet, there were many other people who were telling Christopher Columbus, oh, we also could have found it. We could also discovered America. Right. So then Christopher Columbus took an egg and took a fork. And with an egg and fork, he told, use this egg and fork to make the egg stand on the table. Many of them tried to do so, but none of them could actually do it. Christopher Columbus took the fork, he chopped off the bottom of the egg and made it flat and made the egg stand on the table. Everyone said, oh, we also could have done it. But he actually did it. Everyone could have done it, but actually Srila Prabhupada did it. And that was his greatness. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada was asked, even these envious people would always ask, okay, you have established this principle, this movement of Krishna consciousness, so fine. What do you think is the future of the movement when you will not be there? And Srila Prabhupada said, as long as my disciples follow my instructions, this movement shall go on. And he quoted a very significant incident so that all, for the benefit of all his followers, he said that, but if the instructions are not followed or is diluted, then this movement will be lost. Just as Gandhi's movement went into oblivion. After Gandhi's passing away, Nehru and all the others, they actually sacrificed the principles of Gandhi, and therefore his movement was no longer there. Similarly, when Ramakrishna Bajaj came in Srila Prabhupada's final days, and Bhakti Charu Maharaj was in the room, and they wanted to meet Srila Prabhupada in private. And when Srila Prabhupada was in private conversation, actually Bhakti Charu Maharaj some other slipped in a tape recorder to note the conversation, to record the conversation. And Ramakrishna Bajaj asked Srila Prabhupada, okay Srila Prabhupada, who will be your next successor? Thinking that there is going to be a great clamor for the next, the position of the next Acharya, and because of this there will be many discrepancies. So what is Srila Prabhupada's vision? Srila Prabhupada said, anyone who shall follow my instructions shall have the legacy of ISKCON. That means he gave the rightful claim to all his obedient followers who would follow his instructions. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada was that empowered Acharya who went on this ship Jaladuta at his age of 69 years of old. When one thinks of retiring, when one thinks of settling into a peaceful life, he was taking up all anxieties. And therefore when Srila Prabhupada was often asked, Srila Prabhupada, after we do a, can we retire and go to Vrindavan? And Srila Prabhupada said, only when you have sufficiently preached, then you can go and retire in Vrindavan. But as far as myself, I cannot retire. So Srila Prabhupada did not retire even from preaching, but not even from management. He used to constantly guide his disciples. He used to personally take care of his disciples. And therefore, when Srila Prabhupada was on that ship, the first poem that he composed, he mentioned in this poem, Prayer to the Lotus Feet of Krishna. And he was remembering in the 8th verse, in the 8th shloka, Srila Prabhupada says, O dear friend, in your company I will experience great joy once again. In the early morning I will wander about the covered pastures and fields. Running and frolicking in many forests of Vraja, I will roll on the ground in spiritual ecstasy. Oh, when will that day be mine? Today that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. Because I have a great longing, I call to you. I am your eternal servant and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no other means of success. Srila Prabhupada is revealing his mood of intimacy with the Supreme Lord. Though he is so far away from Sri Vrindavan Dham, he is intimately united with Krishna by always being absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And therefore we can call Krishna, we can call Srila Prabhupada as Krishna's confidential associate. And therefore we see that Srila Prabhupada had a very intimate relationship with Krishna. When Srila Prabhupada once in Los Angeles temple, Srila Prabhupada was having the darshan of the deities in the morning and at the Shringar Darshan. And he told the devotees that Krishna looks a bit tired. Srila Prabhupada did not know the schedule of the temple. was not informed previously, but the devotees realized their mistake, because at the time the devotee was the president of the temple, because they would go on Harinam Sankirtan, on distributing books all night long, it would be difficult for them to again take rest and get up for Mangal Arati. So they actually preponed the time of Mangal Arati to 3:45 instead of 4:30. So that the devotees would go on Harinam all night long, would come back at the temple, attend Mangal Arati and finish their japa and then take rest. But because of this schedule, the waking up of the deities also had to be preponed by 45 minutes. And therefore Krishna and Srila Prabhupada could immediately note that Krishna looks a bit tired. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada was actually intimately in connection with Krishna, was seeing Krishna face to face. He knew Krishna as his dear friend. Secondly, Srila Prabhupada was in the same Los Angeles temple and was at that time there were no deities and there were small Radha Krishna brass deities. And at that time, no one could observe any intricate details of the deity. And there was a little discrepancy which Srila Prabhupada said that there is something in Krishna's eye. None of the devotees could note what is there in Krishna's eye. When they went close by, they found there are little dry drops of tilak. The tilak which had dried had actually seeped in to the eye of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada could note this even minutest detail. And therefore, we see that when Srila Prabhupada was on this Jaladuta, he was not anyway disconnected from Krishna, even though he was in the midst of a completely unknown territory. And therefore, when the ship reached the Boston Commonwealth Pier, that was the first place where Jaladuta reached the shores of the United States, Srila Prabhupada composed this most significant poem, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, where he says that, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place?" Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that I am useless, and is referring that, why have you brought me here? Actually, Srila Prabhupada saw his coming to the United States as Krishna's plan. Though Srila Prabhupada made all plans to come to the United States of America by petitioning Srimati Muraji to give the ticket, to somehow or other get this free passage, to get a sponsorship from Gopal Agarwal, it seemed that Srila Prabhupada planned it nicely before he went to the United States of America. But now he is again referring that, "I do not know why have you brought me here." He is seeing Krishna's plan in coming to the United States. And Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj, when he would be, some boys would throw stones at him, what would be his response? He would say that, "Do not throw stones at me, I will complain to Mother Yashoda." He was seeing, actually Krishna is causing these boys to throw stones, and therefore, I will complain about your naughty activities to Mother Yashoda. An ordinary conditioned soul may retaliate, may become angry when someone throws stone on them. But a devotee is simply seeing Krishna and Krishna's will everywhere. Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, "Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think of themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it." Srila Prabhupada's audience was completely merged in the ocean of modes of passion and ignorance, and therefore there was no possibility of their being favorable to the message of Vasudev. And therefore Srila Prabhupada is being worried and concerned as how he is going to able to make them, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in the next verse. And he says that, "How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? Oh Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about the message. All the living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore if you like, by your will, they also can be released from the clutches of illusion." So Giriraj Maharaj is explaining this very wonderful, is giving nice purport through these prayers. He said that, how can a living entity be delivered? So the answer may be Krishna's mercy. But actually, how can one approach Krishna directly? And therefore it is said that Srila Prabhupada's mercy is the appeal for the living entities. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that how do conditioned souls get bhakti? Bhakti sanjayate bhaktiya. It is said, bhaktiya sanjayate bhakti, that by bhakti, bhakti is the cause of getting bhakti. So, the proposal may be that bhakti is actually attained by the causeless mercy of Krishna. But one may refute in such a way that if Krishna is equal to all, why does that mercy is not available to everyone? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that actually by the mercy of devotee, one gets mercy of Krishna. So again one must say that devotee also must be equal to all. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when a Mahabhagavat comes to this world, he comes and takes the position of a Madhyama, Adhikari. And he has relationship in four ways, Prema, Maitri, Karuna, Upeksha. He loves the Supreme Lord. He makes friendship with those who are devotees. He shows mercy to the innocent and he avoids the envious. And in this way, he gives the mercy to the innocent people and they become recipients of the mercy of the devotee. So, how does actually they get the mercy of Krishna? So it is said that when a devotee, when a pure devotee prays for some living entity that he may get mercy of Krishna, by that mercy actually he receives bhakti. And Giriraj Maharaj explained that when once actually he met Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada saw him once and then later on commented in another exchange that I made it once in your presence. He noted, Srila Prabhupada said, and I actually prayed for you. I prayed to you for Krishna. I prayed for you to Krishna saying that let Krishna make you aware the importance of Krishna consciousness. And that is how Giriraj Maharaj says that because of Srila Prabhupada's prayer, it seems that I have become a devotee of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada says, our qualification is only Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So it is the question may be asked, why will Krishna listen to a prayer of a devotee? Right. Is it not partiality? No, it is not partiality because it is one of the four super excellent attractive features of Krishna which makes him exceptionally special. And even in these four qualities, the quality of Bhakta Vatsal is super excellent. He is especially very much inclined to love his devotees, to show mercy to his devotees. And therefore, the Supreme Lord is especially merciful to his pure devotee who in turn prays for the living entities, the conditioned souls, and thereby they actually receive the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the prayer which Srila Prabhupada is offering that all the living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore if you like, by your will, they also can be released from the crutches of illusion. This prayer is actually mentioned in the prayers by the personified Vedas. This prayer is actually there in the, and this Srila Prabhupada is repeating this prayer. And just as Vasudev Dutt, he said that, let me take on the sinful reactions of all these living entities who are suffering this material existence. So Giriraj Maharaj explains that this is such a high prayer that Valmiki, when he went to his family members to ask them whether they will take the sinful reaction of his deeds, because he was maintaining them. It was not for his own maintenance that he was killing. So his own family members, they denied to receive the sinful reactions of Valmiki. So, it is difficult to accept someone else's sinful reaction. What to speak of someone else's sinful reaction? It is also difficult to tolerate one's own sinful reactions. The compassionate nature of a devotee is that he is willing to serve all the living entities at his own risk. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing this great prayer, became completely overwhelmed and his body started trembling. And at the same time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeated the same prayer that just as, O Supreme Lord, by your energy they have been deluded, by your own will they can be liberated. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because it is your desire, Vasudeva, they all have been already delivered. So it is said that how do we receive Lord's mercy? Is it that by the prayer of the pure devotees that we receive the mercy? Actually, by the prayer of the devotee of the Lord, we actually get the seed of Shraddha, that faith. So if everyone is, the devotee of the Lord prays for everyone, why everyone is not able to get this mercy? Because it is only to those faithful who receive this seed of bhakti and Shraddha, begins with Shraddha. And therefore Srila Prabhupada is asking for two ways, how to deliver this conditioned souls. First of all, he is trying to get inspiration from Krishna. He is trying to tell Krishna, so please inspire me so that I can speak that same message. First of all, which is imbued with the Shraddha. And secondly, you inspire the living entities, the Westerners, to receive this message. So Srila Prabhupada is telling that, he often was telling that we have to pray. And Srila Prabhupada said that, I can never fall down, once he told his devotees. So, when Srila Prabhupada went towards the deities in London, he was praying to the deities. And one of the disciples asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, why are you praying? Srila Prabhupada said, I am praying so that I may not never fall down. But Srila Prabhupada, just you said that I can never fall down. So how are you praying? He said, because I am praying, I cannot fall down. So the devotee offers prayers for the other conditioned souls. Also, we can offer prayers for ourselves to the Supreme Lord. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada engaged everyone in this Krishna consciousness. Even when someone would come to bring this toilet paper, he also, Srila Prabhupada said, just see how he is making advancement. One of a person brought some leaflet of the Mayavadi program to Srila Prabhupada's room. And Srila Prabhupada accepted the leaflet and distributed it so that the prasadam could be served on those leaflets. In this way, he also gave the benefit to the person who brought this leaflets of the Mayavadi sannyasi. So, the whole solution is that the devotee has prayed for us. But Srila Prabhupada says that our philosophy is the rope in the well philosophy. The rope will be given into the well, but the rope has to be held on by the person. And therefore Srila Prabhupada was once asked in Mumbai by one devotee, Srila Prabhupada, please give me your mercy so that I can follow your instructions. And Srila Prabhupada said, this is exactly like asking, please make my fingers curl around the rope so that I may hold the rope. Srila Prabhupada has given the rope, but not that Srila Prabhupada will curl your fingers to hold that rope. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said that, I have sent down the rope and you have to hold them. Once again, one of Indian guests came to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said that, well, he was telling, Swamiji, only you can save me. And Srila Prabhupada said, I cannot save you, I can give you the instructions by which you can save yourself. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave us the whole program, gave us everything, gave us service, gave us deities, gave us nice various kinds of services by which one can follow the instructions in this life and actually make the prayer of that devotee successful. So this is a very wonderful occasion, and we can all pray that we can pray to the Supreme Lord that we may never fall down and we may always hold on to this rope strongly, because we cannot pray now that Srila Prabhupada, please give me your mercy so that I can follow your instructions. Srila Prabhupada is told that you have to hold on to the rope, and that is actually my mercy. Thank you very much. Sorry for being a little bit late. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.